Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like the tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on the whole income. But a tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Good evening. I just finished to observe and learn our confirmation class, and my group, the Magnificent Seven, told me, make sure you make a shout out before the homily. So Magnificent Seven, wherever you are, this is for you. And then next time I'm going to quiz you. I'm just kidding. I can see you. In today's gospel, the Gospel of Luke, it's very straightforward. That talks about one, the Pharisee, and the other is the tax collector. It's very straightforward also that there is a comparison between the two. In the Old Testament, especially when you go to a temple area, there's two groups, the insider, and the second group is the outsider. There's two groups. And what happened here is those people who feels worthy, like the Pharisee, went up in the temple and prayed and said, I do this, I fasted, I paid my dues, this is for you, God. Here, on the other side, the outsider, these are the tax collectors or sinners that they were in a distance because they were so embarrassed and ashamed about what they did. Be merciful to me, I am a sinner. In the old times also, the sinners, especially the tax collectors, considered to be the lower class, that they had no time or way to pay what was taken away from other people. So that's why they were on the other side of the temple, trusting that God will be merciful to them. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Thinking about this comparison, our brains, in our present time, we compare each other. If you have children, you compare your kids. I came from a family of four boys. My elder brother played basketball in college. My two younger brothers also played sports when they were in college. So, where's Marlon? I'm in the middle, the unforgotten one. That's why I became a priest, because I don't play sports. Well, when I was a teenager, I mastered how to get to my parents. Because when you're good at school, what happened? They will reward you more. If you play sports, at least in my household, yeah, you're good, but go to your dad and stay with them. That's it. No reward whatsoever. But for me, I learned how to be good at school and enjoy it, that I can be so good that I forget about my brothers. The reason why I'm sharing with this, because this Saturday, I had a conversation with my younger brother, who is now married with four kids. And he said, Marlon, what we're doing when we were kids, I am doing it now with my kids. I love this kid better than the other because I said, no. We can't compare each other. And we learn also as an adult now that comparing can destroy other people's spirit. What we learn with my experience in my household is do not compare, but recognize each other. Sorry, God. Recognize each other's gift and also recognize each other's weaknesses so you can work around it as one unit, as a family. So there is no comparison. Why am I telling you this? Because we heard in the gospel that is a comparison between the Pharisee and the tax collector. I did this. I prepared this. But the other one just accept as who he is, as a sinner. But don't blame yourself if you have that practice, because wherever we go, we compare. Guess what? Because in our world, I have an iPhone 6, and I was so excited to get it. And then after a week, iPhone 7 came out. And I said, what's the difference? I'm still learning my iPhone 6, and I have iPhone 7. What's going on? And even the cars that we have, I can even catch up, and every November something new comes up. It's hard for us because our society or our world gives us these options and choices in life, like your siblings, your children, that we compare one another. Do not blame yourselves. It's in our brain. Now, how can I connect this to the gospel? I don't know. No. This particular gospel is not about the comparison between the two. This gospel is about the prayer that they both said. And also, it's about God's response to the Pharisee and to the sinner who is a tax collector. What is God's response? They were both being heard by God. Now, for us today, Christians, for us today, beloved people of God, when we pray, God hears it. But what is our response to that prayer? If we pray to forgive someone, we should act. If we pray to love someone more, we should act, because prayer is a transformative action that transform our minds, our hearts, and our soul to become like God. Not God, but like God who loves and merciful. I had a friend also who came and visit here in our United States. He is from Ireland. This is not Father Dennis. I just met Father Dennis a couple of days ago. I thought Father Dennis was an invisible friend, but he is real. This friend of mine, we went to the seminary together. He visited me here in the States and then said, let's go to the grocery store to pick up some stuff that you like or you need. So I went and picked up my own stuff, and he said, I just want to pick up tea. Okay, he's Irish, he drinks tea. Go ahead. So after I finished my own shopping, I was looking for him, and he was still standing in this aisle 12. Looking to this section, and he said to me, Marlon, all I need is breakfast tea. But here in the United States, you have different brand of teas, from herbs to black tea, and you have choices. What I'm trying to say here is, in life, whether it's spiritual, physical, or anything, we have choices. The Cubs or the Dodgers, it's your choice. The way we dress, it's a choice. What I'm trying to say here also is my prayer for you today, maybe for this week, that we can think about, what are the blessings that we receive from God that we have choices, so that we can pray for those people who doesn't know God, who doesn't love God, but for us to choose what is love, what is mercy and what is compassion, because choices are good. And for us today, there are days that we can be the tax collector standing far from God. There are days that we can be the Pharisee, that we do everything right, and that is okay. But there are days that we can be who we are, us, a person who loves God, who forgives, merciful, and compassionate to others. And may God bless us all.